The next patient is Marguerite Griesemer. The last name is G-R-I-E-S-E-M-A-E-R, Margaret. This is the clinical case of a 67-year-old white female, a patient of Dr. Maxwell, M-A-X-W-E-L-L, that is referred to this office because he has noted some deterioration of the kidney function. The serum creatinine is level 1.3. The BUN22, the estimated GFR is 42 mLs per minute. Unfortunately, we don't have a urinalysis or a protein creatinine ratio in the urine or serum electrolytes in order to complete the assessment. We know through several imaging diagnosis that she has normal size kidneys, period. The only part of the history is that whenever she had the ileostomy, they had to dissect some of the ureter ureters, period. In the imaging that was provided, in the CT scan, there is no evidence of hydronephrosis or evidence of kidney stones, period. I have to mention also that this patient had a history of hyperparathyroidism. Parathyroidectomy was necessary a couple of years ago that was done at the Norman, N-O-R-M-A-N, Norman Parathyroid Center in Tampa. And there was evidence of hypercalcemia. There was no evidence of kidney stones. The hypercalcemia subsided and the patient felt much better after this parathyroidectomy, period. The patient has an ileostomy because she has ulcerative colitis. And she has a periostomal hernia, period. She does not have any colon where the reabsorption of water occurs. Along with sodium, period. I think that the deterioration of the kidney function that makes Mrs. Griesemer, G-R-I-E-S-E-M-E-R, a CKD stage 3B, is related to the ileostomy that is always a very high output. She drinks copious amount of fluid during the day in order to avoid dehydration. Period. Hemodynamic changes are drastic in this setting. Number two, hyperparathyroidism status postparathyroidectomy. Number three, ulcerative colitis status post total colectomy and the presence of and ileostomy. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is treated with statins. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control. Following number, morbid obesity with a BMI of 54. Following number, MRSA, M-R-S-A, carrier. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease. Following number, rheumatoid arthritis. She takes indomethacin as needed, which is a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory that is detrimental. She was discouraged of this practice. Following number, hyperlipidemia on Crestor 10 milligrams every day. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease on omeprazole. That could interfere with the kidney function as well. We're going to reevaluate this case in 6 weeks period. A lengthy discussion was carried about the diet, the levels of inflammation that we have to prove. I think that the patients should be away from the processed food. We make an emphasis and gave examples of the type of food that she has to ingest. We are suggesting this, the switch to unsweetened drinks because of the detrimental effect and the high calorie intake associated to sweets. We suggested videos in order to enhance the reasoning behind the adjustments that she has to make, even more when she has autoimmune disease process. Paragraph. We spent 20 minutes reviewing the chart, in the face-to-face 40 minutes, in the documentation 10 minutes.